Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, bump the speakers loud.
Get ready.
It's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem radio.
Is Mia,
also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. What's going on, everybody? I hope you're doing good and feeling great, because I'm feeling great and I'm doing good, man, because we have a absolutely brand new show especially carved out for you. But of course, I can't do this thing by myself. I need my hitter. What's going on, Mia?
What's popping, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on You Already Know It's Eminem Live Radio. Then let's go ahead and get this party started, all right? Now, of course, you guys already know your girls love us some Fridays, man. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go in and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So here's a huge shout out to @IAmVictorious on Instagram. Shout out to you, girl. Listen, if you want to be next week's follower Friday, make sure you're following us on Instagram. That's @MMLiveRadio, all right? Be the first person to shout us out or blow up notifications, and you, my friend, could be next week's follower Friday.
Most definitely. Now, of course, if you're brand new to the show, I gotta let you know, but all of our faithful followers know what's going down. Hashtag too many hashtags. It's where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. Now, so now that you know, tell somebody that your favorite segment is going up in a couple more minutes, because the hashtags are going up in a few.
And love and relationships is the theme for today's show. And as you guys always know, your girls are going to hold it down for the ladies. But we've got our male perspective, Kimo Jones, that'll be weighing in on the convo and, you know, holding it down for the fellas. So don't miss it.
And don't go too far, because we've got our dose of encouragement not too far behind. My girl Mia is dropping nothing but bombs and dimes right here. Your woman inspiration is on the way.
Dang, bombs and dimes?
Bombs
a
and
lot of fresh
diamonds.
Right there. Stay tuned for this week's 1 Minute Inspiration. And also, guys, join us in on this week's conversation. Like we said, it's love and relationships this week. So it's all centered around this. Now, Will Smith just recently celebrated his 50th birthday.
Right.
And, you know, with Will Smith being a married man, are the birthday posts that his former co-stars posted of them kissing him inappropriate or totally harmless? Listen,
wow.
We already got so many comments, so get in where you fit in. Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses. Add us in the tweet or comment so we can see you. But Misa, listen, we got to get into some more music. We got to show some love to our ATL brother, 1K Few.
Why don't we go ahead and do that, man? Shout out to 1K Few, man, holding it down for ATL. West side is where it's at, east side where it's at, south side, north side, wherever you are in Atlanta, make sure you stand up, man. This song right here goes out to you. Here's 1K Few with Show Love. Keep it locked right here on none other than You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Show love, show love, show love. Show love, show love, show love. Let them hate all they want, show love. And when you finally come up, show love. Show love, show love, show love. They wanna let me shine, white like a chandelier. G's all over my gill, you got drip like tears. On the way up, stay humble, still show love to my peers. Flex in the right way, pose for the photo. I let them ride the wave, never been a showboat. While we get all the hate, haters by the boatload. Nothing that they can say can stop me, that's a no-no. Ayy, shooting my shot for real, I'm never gon' pump fake. Up the score, knew I would make it one day. On the way up, buckle up, we on the runway. Straight to the top. Want me a ticket for wine, wine. Show love, show love, show love. Show love, show love, show love. Let them hate all they want, show love. And when you finally come up, show love. Got a smile even when they mug you. Kill them when you show a little love. Want a bad and run that up. Tell a man God I trust. Roll it poly on my arm. Just can't squish that ball. It's been a while. Nothing comes overnight. Made it through the drought. Took a detour. Had to find another round. Cause I had to show them that they can't count me out. Can't count me out. Ayy, shooting my shot for real. I'm never gon' bump, ayy. Ran up the score. Knew I would make it one. Way up, buckle up, we on the runway. Straight to the top, want me a ticket for one way. Show love, show love, show love. Show love, show love, show love. Let them hate all they want, show love. And when you finally come up, show love.
Show love, show love. That's what we're doing for our bro 1K Few. That was Show Love by 1K Few. Listen, I don't know what it is about this song. I love it so much. But, you know, recently I was kind of like, man, regardless of whether people show love to me or not, you know, this song kept ringing in my head. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to show love regardless. Regardless of what you do, what you say. It's okay. You know, you don't got to get me, but it's okay. I got you.
I'm going to
show real real genuine love, show you what that looked like. You know what I'm saying? Again, that was Show Love by 1K Few. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, I'm going to let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. Well, the segment right here is called hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Listen to this, y'all. Hashtag Halloween, what you mean? Halloween is literally around the corner, which means costumes, which means trick-or-treat, which also means pranks and the scariest challenges of the year. Now, it looks like Six Flags St. Louis is getting started early because they are challenging people to stay in a slightly used 2-foot by 7-foot coffin for 30 hours, which could win them $300, other prizes, including the coffin. Now, Mia, this is my only thing. Now, I get that, you know, Halloween's around the corner and, you know, people are trying to get their challenges out the way, regardless if they're scary, if they're funny, but slightly used coffin, like, you're talking about this like this is some type of car, a slightly used sweater, a coffin. That means somebody was once in it.
It is not an even exchange. You're telling me I have to stay in a coffin for 30 hours and I only get $300?
$300.
Now, $3,000, that's different. But $300?
Yeah, $300.
I could stay in a coffin for 3 hours. That would be even. But I feel like there's a method to the madness. Here's what I would do.
Okay.
If I was to be in a coffin for 30 hours, you take a jacket, right? And you put snacks and drinks and juice boxes in your jacket. Because my main thing is I'm going to get hungry. You know what I'm saying? So you put a chicken wing in one.
Oh, my God.
You put some mashed potatoes in the other.
And you got the roaches running underneath you.
No.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
It's
Are you serious?
It's going to be sealed. And when you open the coffin, I'm going to be smelling like soul food, so good and delicious and scrumdiddlyumptious.
No.
Like, you know, I got the master plan. I think I could do it.
Okay, but the moment you gotta pee, what you gonna do in that point?
Yeah.
You gonna wear a diaper?
You right.
You gonna have them chicken wing juices running down your arm? Hot lemon pepper sprinkles? What you doing, man?
I forgot about that.
Y'all, it's an absolutely no for me. I don't think I could do something like this.
I couldn't do it either, man.
I'm very, very claustrophobic. But whoever does it, good luck. Hashtag, now you can trick or treat.
Hashtag, and get your costume popping.
Hashtag, but the Lord said it ain't my time to go.
Hashtag, so I ain't getting in no coffee.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag, the comments on Cosby. So the time has finally come for comedy legend Bill Cosby to serve his time in prison for 3 to 10 years for a sexual assault crime that he committed 14 years ago. Now, Cosby's spokesman said Mr. Cosby knows that these are lies. They prosecuted Jesus, and look what happened. Mm. The world reacted as pictures of Bill Cosby's mugshot was released. And, you know, everyone was reacting to him. And media personality and feminist Amber Rose took to IG and said, he is a sexual predator. So y'all are going to sit here and tell me that all of these women are lying? Amber also wrote that she wished Cosby would serve his full sentence before his death, writing, and I hope he doesn't die in jail. I hope he does his full 10 years and then dies the day he gets out. And then, you know, the world responded to her comments. And then comedian and actress Jess Hilarious responded to Amber on IG, disagreeing with her statement and what she said about Cosby, saying that Amber is an idiot for wishing death on the man after he does 10 years. So, Misa, how do you feel about Amber, you know, commenting and saying how she wishes that Bill Cosby serves his full 10 years and then dies the day he gets out?
Okay, now this is the thing. Of course, I have a lot of mixed emotions when it comes to Bill Cosby. You know, he grew up being Cliff Huxtable on The Cosby Show. You know, grew up being America's dad that everybody loved. But of course, if you did the crime, you gotta do the time. Now, with Amber Rose having her, you know, supporting those that have been victims of sexual harassment and abuse and different things of that nature, I think she's coming from a place in which she has too been affected by sexual harassment and sexual abuse. So to be honest, Mia, I wouldn't be surprised if honestly she kind of was affected by it, if you know what I'm saying. Like, she was affected by somebody that had did the same thing that Cosby did to these women, and then she's taking her anger out on Bill Cosby.
I think so too, because of course, you know, Amber has always been like an activist for things like that. But what I will say is that I kind of agree with her, not with the like wishing dead upon him, but are all of these women lying? How can everyone tell the exact same lie? You know what I'm saying? That's my only thing. So if you did it, he needs to serve the time. But I just think she was wrong to, you know, wish death upon him. I would never say anything like that. He already doing the 10 years. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That is just real deep to wish death upon a life.
It really is. Hashtag no matter what.
Hashtag comments you heard.
Hashtag you do the crime.
Hashtag you get the time you deserve.
Hashtag too many hashtags. And we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag dropping donuts. Now, there is another food chain to change its name and latest food franchise, and that's Dunkin' Donuts. Y'all, listen to this. They are deciding to drop donuts, the word donuts, from their logo and just have the name Dunkin'. The official change won't take effect until early January of 2019, next year. So if you're wondering if the menu will change, it'll be the exact same, and they will add more things throughout the year to entice their customers. Now, Mia, if you remember earlier this year, IHOP, International House of Pancakes. Now, they already tried to go through and pull the wool over our eyes and, you know, change the name on us to change it from IHOP to IHOB with a B, because now they're selling burgers. Of course, you guys know IHOP is not changing their name officially to IHOB, but they are still remaining it at IHOP, still selling burgers, but it was a really good marketing strategy. Now, what do you think about Dunkin' Donuts dropping donuts?
Okay, let's just put it like this. Of course, you know, you have, what are some other donut places? Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
So you're going to Krispy Kreme. Everyone knows what that is. Hey, man, where are you going to go get some donuts? I'm going to Dunkin'. Dunkin' what? Wait, what? Like, that doesn't sound right. That does not sound right. You need the donuts. I'm sorry. They're not like, it's not like Krispy Kreme. Like,
it's not.
It's just not the same thing. You going to Dunkin'? What's that?
It's kind of like
if
KFC dropped the C.
I'm going
Kentucky
to
Fried.
Kentucky Fried what?
Kentucky Fried what? I just kind of feel like, you know, if everybody knows this beloved brand, Dunkin' Donuts, and it's been this brand for years, Why change something?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's all I'm trying to say is if nothing's broke, just don't fix it.
I agree. Hashtag IHOP didn't want the pee.
Hashtag and that put everyone in a rut.
Hashtag now that they're dropping the donuts.
Hashtag and America's gonna run on what?
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. It's the last hashtag for this week. Hashtag sounds about white. The University of Maryland launches White Awake, a safe place for white students support group to talk about race. Now, just so you guys know that this is legit, I'm gonna read to you what the flyer for the support group says. It says, do you want to improve your ability to relate to and connect with people different from you? Do you sometimes feel uncomfortable and confused during, before, and after an interaction with racial and ethnic minorities? Do you want to become a better ally? This group offers a safe place for white students to explore their experiences, questions, reactions, and feelings. Members will support and share feedback with each other as they learn more about themselves and other races on Thursdays, 10 to 11:30 a.m. I want to start with my comments. I feel like they would have went in the great direction. Where they went wrong was only limiting it to white students. I don't know if you guys heard when I was saying what the group entails, but it says, do you want to learn about other races and become an ally? How are you going to learn about other races with one race? You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like if you really want to make an impact and really feel like you can... this group can mean something and make a difference in the society of your university, add African Americans, add Hispanics, add Asians, add other races
right.
other than just white people.
I totally agree. And to be honest, I feel like this is their way of venting as Caucasians. I see them dropping the N-word. It's all bad in my mind. Now, to be honest, if you're part of the support group and you're listening to Eminem Live Radio and our opinions, and it's not that at all, please let us know, because honestly, I've never seen anything like it. I've never heard anything like it. So it may be something totally different. However, like Mia said, I feel like the best way to create change is to change someone's mindset. And the only way to do that is to not only just have one race, but to have people from other races, other backgrounds, other ethnic groups to come together.
That's the only way you're going to learn.
Exactly.
You're only going to learn. The way you learn about an other race is including another race
exactly.
and hearing from that other race. And one other thing that gets me is the fact that you say a safe place for students to talk about, you know, race and ethnic groups and things like that. So, but it's only limited to white students. So my now I'm thinking is, if it was Hispanics and African Americans welcome, would it be dangerous? Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like the choice of words wasn't right. And I feel like they should try to include other races, and then you can make a better impact with the whole entire support group.
I can see that.
Hashtag, I hope the support group.
Hashtag is a complete joke.
Hashtag, include all races and all people.
Hashtag, and stay woke.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag, too many hashtags. Listen, you gotta tune in next week, or we'll give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
We are talking love and relationships this show. And of course, your ladies, your girls, man, Eminem, we're holding it all the way down for the ladies. So ladies, you're in great hands. But fellas, of course, we got somebody to have your back. We got our male's perspective, Kimo Jones, that will be stopping in the studio to, of course, weigh in on the question. Mia, what's the question this show?
Here's this week's question. With Will Smith being a married man, are the birthday posts that his former co-stars posted of them kissing him inappropriate or totally harmless? Man, let us know what you're thinking on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Listen, we already got so many comments, so you gotta go ahead and comment right now. But listen, we're gonna get back to some more music. Man, shout out to Aaron Cole. He already took the whole summer and it's fall now. Now he's trying to take the whole fall. Still dropping music left and right. Here is Mama Said by Aaron Cole. Keep it like right here. You're listening to, you already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Sometimes I be wishing I can take it back to when days were simple. Well, all I had to worry about was school and if I had a pimple. Now everybody looking up to me like I'm God, and I'm trying to be the man, but I can't put up no facade. It's a sacrifice out here leaning, trying to patch people wounds, being self still bleeding. Everything falling, I wonder who see us. Boom, boom, pad like automatopoeia. Automatopoeia, I've been on my job. Everything is, I've been feeling like time. Lord is my shepherd, I've been reading in Psalms. Need to feel God in my feet and my palms. I feel like I'm overprotective, cause I'm scared of getting hurt. It's like time and time and time again, the hurt is getting worse. I feel I'm cursed, cause people lie to me so much I can't relax. Every time I'm trying to level up, the devil on my back.
Cause we've been down before, yeah, I know. It ain't nothing like I've been through before.
my past. I can't let my story bring me down. He brought me through that. What's done in the dark comes to the light. I promise that's the realest. He pulled grace from a big band like he rocking with the Steelers. Top of that, my homeboy passed last week. Long live 22, that's how fast life be. Then I step out to a show and get a call from my sis. She said a dude hung himself in school, he only in the six. It's my job to bring this hope. It's my job to walk this road. It's my job to always stay low. It's my job to say these souls. So I can't give them now. Mary, Mary, it's a sound. Praise for life like I'm Clyde. Be still let know we got.
Cause we've been down before. Yeah, I know. It ain't nothing like I've been through before. But we gon' make it out, believe me. Cause he brought me this far just to leave me. That's what mama said. 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 Cause he brought me this far just to leave me.
That's what mama said, that's what mama said, yeah. That's what mama said, that's what mama said. That's what mama said, that's what mama said. He ain't brought me this far just to leave me. That's what mama said, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Eric Co, and you're listening to Eminem Live Radio. Holla back.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yo, yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. So around, so turn it up, bump the speakers loud.
Get ready,
it's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem Radio vibe, turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new Eminem Radio vibe, turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem Radio. Eminem Radio, turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go. Eminem Radio.
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Aaron V. Cole with Mama Said.
And we got more great music where that came from, so keep it locked right here. But listen, make sure you guys are a part of the Eminem Live Radio podcast family.
Yes.
If you're not, we want you to be a part, man. Listen, all you got to do is head on over to whether you got iTunes, Google Play, or iHeartRadio. Go type in Eminem Live Radio on podcast and subscribe to our podcast to get notified when we upload a new Eminem Live Radio show every single week.
Every single week. And shout out to everybody that's been tuned in to our Eminem Live Radio podcast. Every single time it drops, man. Every time it comes out, you should get a notification once you subscribe, and you are not going to miss one single moment of Eminem Live Radio on podcasting platforms. iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio. We love you guys so, so, so much.
But listen, man, I gotta tell y'all something.
Oh, Lord.
Listen.
What happened during the week, Mia?
Listen, I'm gonna tell y'all what happened to me during the week. So, in case you guys don't know, I know I've said it on the show a couple of times before, but I am a big Kevin Hart fan.
You know what I'm saying? Massive. She's a huge Kevin Hart fan.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, I follow him on social media. I've read the books. I've seen the shows, all the types of things. Love him, support him so much. So, Misa, on Instagram,
yeah,
I get a DM. I'm like, oh, someone gives me a DM. Who was this? It says, it's Kevin Hart's Avi. And yo, I'm geeked. I'm
wait,
like,
wait. So his picture is in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So yo, I'm geeked, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm a read to y'all what Kevin Hart said to me.
All right.
He said, because I always comment under, like, you know, his posts and things like that. You know, which has always been like, oh, you're so inspiring. Keep going, stuff like that.
Right.
So he says, thanks for the nice comment on my recent post. I'm conducting a secret random pick to bring forward life opportunities to my loyal fans. You highly deserve a memorious, Dang, Kevin, what you saying? Recognition of one of my favorite fans online. I'm not making it official yet, so I'm finally done with the random pick. And also, thank you for watching my live video. Hope to see you soon, your friend, Kevin Hart.
That's what Kevin Hart said.
Listen, I'm geeked at this point. My heart is beating through my chest. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm about to meet Kevin Hart. I don't know what I'm going to do. So then I immediately comment back.
Yeah.
Yo, I said, oh my God, Kevin, you inspire me in so many ways. Your ambition, your drive, your stamina. You inspire me. Never stop, sir. Always rooting for you, right? I'm geeked. I'm about to run in the kitchen and tell my mom, Mama, Kevin Hart DM me. We're about to be best friends, whatever. Tell me why.
Oh, Lord.
Tell me why I look at his IG name. It's not really Kevin Hart.
Are you serious?
Kevin Hart's real IG is like, it's like Kevin Hart for real. I look closely at this guy's username. It says Kevin L. Hart for real. To make it worse, I click on his profile. He only has 46 followers.
Mia.
When I tell you.
Mia, Kevin Lawrence Hart.
Misa, when I tell you, I was so mad.
Oh my God.
I blocked him. I blocked Kevin Hart or whoever this guy
Mia
was.
Mia, Kevin Lewis Hart wants some followers too.
Misa, I was so mad.
Oh my God.
I was so mad.
Are you serious?
Who messes with people's emotions like that? But I want to tell you, he was so smart because he has the exact same picture. I didn't even catch the L if Jesus won. Like, yo, look at the name.
Oh
yo.
My God.
Blasphemy.
Wow.
Blasphemy. Bamboozle. Hoodwink.
Kevin Lorenzo. You know, you ought to be ashamed. You ought to be ashamed.
But listen, man, hopefully, man, I'm going to report him to the one and only Kevin Hart. Maybe he can, like, make it up to me.
You need
something.
To send him to the IG police.
I need counseling.
Turn him in.
I need counseling after this, man. I'm going to need it. But listen, I hope you guys had a better week than what I did.
Oh, man,
I hope
Mia.
You guys had a great week, unlike me. But listen, guys, we're talking love and relationships this week on M&M Live Radio. We're talking about so many amazing things. Will Smith is the topic of conversation. We're going to get the question a little bit later on. But of course, you guys already know your girls, M&M, are always going to give, you know, the ladies' perspective for the question.
Oh, man.
But, you know, we got to make sure we always hold it down for the guys. We need someone to represent the fellas in the conversation. So we are going to bring in our male perspective, Kimo Jones, this week. He's in studio right here, right now. What's going on, Kimo?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing? Good morning.
What's going on, Kimo? So let us know. How you been, bro? How's life been handing it to you lately?
Man, Mia, I've been real cool, man. Life's just been great. It's been hard. It's been great. It's been awesome. It's been stressful. You know, life.
All of that wrapped in one.
So many adjectives.
All of that wrapped in one, man. I actually recently bought a new car, so that's a lot of fun.
What? So that means,
man.
If you bought a car, Misa bought a car.
That's right.
Beep, beep. Who got the key to the Jeep?
So this is y'all is so funny. So this is y'all's first car. But as a married couple.
Yeah. We've had a lot of firsts, and we're coming up on our first wedding anniversary,
right.
October 21st.
Yay.
So, you know, Cash App, all that good stuff. Hey. Send it out to
us. Yeah, my Cash App is Kemo 15 Jones, KEMO.
If the love is real, make it real.
If the love is real, the cash will be real.
But it's our very first car. We had a lot of firsts this year, but I feel like this was our biggest first that we've ever experienced. When I tell you this Jeep that we bought, it is. It's beautiful. It's exactly what we wanted. It's all black on black. But when I tell you, we fought tooth and nail for that car.
Really?
We had to go toe-to-toe with the car salesman.
Yeah, we really
I mean,
did.
Your first car, I mean, I bet you probably did. But listen, congratulations to you guys. I know y'all going to be whipping down the street.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll give you gas money if y'all whip me some places if I ever need to. You know what I'm saying?
But listen,
guys, we're having a conversation this week on M&M Live Radio, love and relationships conversation. And it's all centered around this. Now, of course, you guys know Will Smith just recently celebrated his 50th birthday. And, you know, all celebrities are giving him love left and right on social media. But, you know, he got some, you know, particular love on social media. Two of his co-stars, you know, showed a post of them kissing each other, you know, back in the day. They posted it for a happy birthday post. So we're asking, with Will Smith being a married man, are the birthday posts that his former co-stars posted of them kissing him inappropriate or totally harmless? Now, we asked you guys on social media, and of course, you guys were not afraid to give your opinions. Thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's conversation. Now, we're going to read some of our favorite comments that we got over on Instagram.
Head on over to IG at King Darius WTT. He says, harmless. At Ironic Dorsey, he says, that first one was disrespectful AF. Man, I agree. At Stalin Mask, this person says, ask at Jada Pinkett. Pinkett Smith.
And again, guys, the question for this week is, with Will Smith being a married man, are the birthday posts that his former co-stars posted of them kissing him inappropriate or just totally harmless?
On IG, shout out to @JoyaDays. This person says, not appropriate at all, but from what I hear of their extracurricular activities, she may not even mind it. Talking about Jada Pinkett Smith. At Andrew McCarter Music, this person says, definitely disrespectful, inappropriate. And one more on IG, @BossyAbilly. This person says, it was how they posted them. It's like it was personal. Them kissing was business. They were doing a job acting. When they posted them as if they were more, I had a little bit of pressure. But the way Jada get down, I know she wasn't tripping. Her being the queen she is, and their marriage being solid as it is. That was all the comments on IG. Me, I'm surprised that Kevin Lewis didn't say anything.
Oh, please stop.
No?
Please stop.
Kevin Lou?
My heart is breaking.
But listen, there's so many more comments where that came from. Still heading over to IG a little bit later on in the show. And also, we're going to head over to Facebook to see what you guys had to say. But get your friends involved, get your moms involved, exes, best friends, neighbors, cousins, whoever it is. Let's talk about this right here. With Will Smith being a married man, are the birthday posts that his former co-stars posted of them kissing him inappropriate or totally harmless? Listen, you guys, a little bit later on, we are going to be revealing who those two co-stars were and exactly what they said on IG. But once again, thanks to everybody who decided to answer this week's question. And if you still wish to join, all you got to do is head on over to our social media sites, comment, be the first person to tag @MMLiveRadio. But keep it where you got it, because we're also going to get our opinions as well as Chemo opinions as well. But right here, right now, it's the moment you guys have been waiting for. I'm telling you, I live for these moments, so I know that you guys live for these moments just as much as I do. The 1 minute inspiration, every single show, we got to give you guys a little inspiration, encouragement, all under 60 seconds. And right here, right now, we got my girl Mia up to bat. Mia, let's go. 1 minute inspiration.
A couple of weeks ago, I learned the dopest thing ever. I was having a conversation with my mom about timing, and she told me about how bamboo grows. She said that when regular plants like trees and ferns grow, they usually begin to see them sprout within a couple of weeks. But when bamboo grows, you don't see it grow right away. Unlike other plants sprouting above the soil, bamboo grows 10 to 15 feet downward in the soil first to get properly rooted. But within 3 years, the bamboo will sprout upwards quickly, and within 2 to 3 weeks, it will get to grow up to 60, 80 to 100 feet tall. Now, why am I telling you this? Do not get discouraged because you're not sprouting right away. In this season, you're being rooted for what you're praying for. And when it's time, people are going to see your success grow so tall that they can't ignore it.
Boom, there you have it. 1 minute inspiration. So look, Kevin Lawrence, this is to you. Kevin Lucius, this is to you. Kevin. Listen, all I'm saying is that, Mia, you have all the inspiration, you have all the motivation, and you don't even need Kevin right now. All we need is Mia right here, right now.
I even told her this, man. I hate I even told her this. But listen, man, we're getting back into some more music right here, right now. And it's time for Chemo's Pick of the Week. Chemo, what's your pick of the week this week, man?
Hey, man, my pick of the week is by Andy Mineo, and it's called Family Photo.
So here it is right here, right now. Family Photo by Andy Mineo. Keep it like right here, you're listening. To you already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
We're gonna dedicate this next song to my father, Joe Mineo, the legend.
Look, August 23rd, how could I forget it? Getting ready in my suite, it's the morning of my wedding. Invited all my legends, man, it's set to be epic. And then I got that message I was dreading, my mama said it. Andy, I don't think your father gonna come. I just laughed, said, oh well, and tried to be numb. I learned to stop getting hopes up. As a kid growing up, that made the letdown easier when he didn't show up. But deep down, I had this flicker of hope. This one time, he pull it together, make an effort, but nope. I'm standing at the altar, he nowhere in sight. I'm thinking about him now instead of my wife. Best man raided my right, said, you'll be alright. At least you know you're gonna be smashing tonight. Then the doors open in the back, wearing all white. It's the first day day or the rest of our life. Her father by her side while she came down the aisle. She was looking all out and we exchanged vows. Long wind itself should've passed me a towel. We both said I do, we team Minio now.
So everyone smile for the family photo. But everyone ain't really in the picture. So everyone smile for the family photo. But everyone ain't really in the picture.
Like now the ceremony's done. I know it sound dumb, but I thought he might come, cause the night was still young. I could've filled his space, it's like 100 a plate. I kept two just in case, praying he show up late. Then I wait. And I wait. I look Chris in the face and told her nothing's gonna ruin our day. I hate the fact I still love you. I wish that I could turn you off, take the cord to my heart and just unplug you. Damn, man, you my dad, what I did to you to make you not love me mean what I should to you. Look, I don't understand, I jump off a bridge. I take a bullet to the rib before I hurt my kid. You know that Mark told me something I won't never forget. It sounded just like you, that's why I know it's legit. He said you go to Andy's football games but not lacrosse. Why? You told him you don't like that sport. Well, do you like me? It said I gotta ask. You either cry or you try to learn to laugh. Look, I figured I'd be past all this hurt by now. But after all this time, it's only worse right now. Cause when you bury emotions, you bury them alive. They only come back stronger somewhere later in your life. And on the honeymoon, I got your text, but I ain't reply. Said congratulations, like, what a guy. I ain't ask you to be perfect, man, that's only God. I just wish you would've tried.
So everyone smile for the family photo. But everyone ain't really in the picture. So everyone smile for the family photo. But everyone ain't really in the picture. No.
God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change. Courage to change the things that I can. And the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, but trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. And we are going in. As always in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. Man, can we just take a moment to talk about that song that Andy Mineo has dropped, Family Photo. Andy Mineo featuring Weatherman.
Kimo, what made you want that to be your pick of the week this week?
So, growing up, I had some daddy issues, and thankfully, by the time I got married, some of those issues were resolved, you know? And so that song really kind of resonated with me, because I've been in that position to where, you know, I've been waiting on my dad to do something that he said he was going to do, and it never happened. So, I just wanted that song to encourage anyone who may have been struggling, like how I have.
Wow.
And I think it's really dope, especially with artists like Andy Mineo, who are so transparent and so vulnerable and not afraid to show that, like, you go through things that, like you know, everyone goes through. You know what I'm saying? Because it speaks to someone else.
Yeah, most definitely. And even recently, I saw that, you know, Kirk Franklin, he had, I guess, reconciled with his father.
Yeah.
That wasn't really there with him, gave him up for adoption, you know, of course, when they had him and whatnot. And, you know, a lot of people, they deal with certain issues like that, whether it's daddy issues, even mommy issues. Because, I mean, those things exist also. But whatever it is, we are praying for you. And definitely keep Andy Mineo and the Mineo family in your prayers, because his mom had went on to be with the Lord, because I think she was battling, was it cancer or something, or just a sickness?
Yeah.
So he lost his mom just recently, and I know that, because that's got to be really, really hard if she was the only person that kind of really raised him. So we're praying for you, Andy. That was Family Photo. Make sure you guys are supporting Andy and download that song, stream it, whatever you got to do to support. Get that on your phones ASAP. But we got a great conversation going on for you right here, right now. It's all centered around this right here as we're talking love and relationships.
That's right, with Will Smith being a married man, are the birthday posts that his former co-stars posted of them kissing him inappropriate or totally harmless.
Exactly. Now, if you guys aren't really quite sure of what's going on as of right now, so last week, Will Smith celebrated 50 years. He's 50 years old, of course, his birthday. And then there were a few people, and some of them being co-stars of previous projects and movies and shows that he had been starring in, that, you know, wanted to post a little something, show some love, a little too much love in somebody else's opinion. But this is what happened. So Garcelle Bouvet, which is known for her her role in Fancy, of course, on the
Jamie Foxx show.
Right. She posted a very passionate photo of Will Smith and her kissing, French style. And the caption said, "A birthday kiss for the birthday boy. Hashtag Will Smith happy 50th. And right after, not too far behind Garcelle, Vivica Fox does the same thing, posting a picture of her and Will Smith, sharing a very passionate kiss. And her comment said, "Happy blessed 50th birthday at Will Smith. Welcome to the official grown-up club superstar. You are an amazing actor, a fab man, husband, father, son, brother, and friend. You always do it big, big Willie style. Enjoy. Hashtag mwah." And a lot of people, of course, had a lot of stuff to say about it, whether, you know, they were thinking that it was disrespectful, inappropriate to his marriage with Jada Pinkett Smith. Then some people thought that, you know, Will Smith is a goofy guy. You know, maybe they just thought that it was harmless.
So therefore, we're asking, was them posting those posts inappropriate or totally harmless? So we're asking you guys on social media. Here's some more Instagram comments that we got.
Yes, at Tanya Joy _ This person says, "I think Garcelle is mad disrespectful, but Vivica's was okay." At Hollywood _Cole, this person says, "Wasn't he married when he posed for the pics?" At Hazel B, she says, "That's disrespectful." And on Facebook, at Sierra Marshall, she says, "Inappropriate."
Well, that's all the comments we're going to read this show. Listen, if you still want to go ahead and comment, go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, and Facebook as well at MM Live Radio, and let us know what you think about this week's question. Now, of course, you guys already know we're having this conversation here in studio with our male perspective, Kimo Jones. So we're going to go ahead and give you our opinions for this week's question. So, Kimo, with Will Smith being a married man, are the birthday posts that his former co-stars posted of them kissing him inappropriate or totally harmless?
Oh, yo, I'm about to make somebody mad today.
Uh-oh. What we got?
Look here. Y'all know what I say. If everybody know what's going on, can't nobody get mad.
So what does that mean? Wait, what?
Like, Kimo, wait. The question is,
is it inappropriate or is it totally harmless?
I feel like it's harmless. And I'll tell you why, Misa. I feel like, you know, if I'm an actor and I'm a celebrity and it's my job to engage in lip locking with a particular female,
right?
Mm-hmm. Then that's my job, right? And so my spouse can't get mad at me for doing my job.
Okay,
but do you personally think with them posting that it was inappropriate?
No, I think it was harmless.
Okay, Misa, what do you think? Do you think it was inappropriate or harmless?
I think it was a bit inappropriate. Now, don't get me wrong. I get where Kimo's coming from. You know, this is the occupation that you decided to choose, yeah, which was, you know, being an actor, which everyone knows that if it's a passionate scene, you got to go ahead and, you know, you got to give the people what they want. They want kisses. Therefore, you're going to do the job and lip lock with whoever your co-star is. However, it's his birthday. There's millions of pictures you could have chose, but you chose the one of you and him naked in a scene kissing each other, knowing that he's married. I think that was just a bit messy and a little just too much for IG, if you ask me.
Or they was naked?
They were. I mean, at least him and Garcelle's picture. Now, okay, the picture with him and Vivica Fox, they were like standing in the rain or something like that. But like I said, a little bit too much for IGTV. So what do you think, Mia?
Listen, man. I think it was inappropriate. It was inappropriate. I don't think it was right. I personally feel like I understand 100%. He is an actor. That is his job. If he has to kiss on camera, he has to kiss on camera. But, however, I do think that because he is married, you know what I'm saying? And the fact that you pick of all pictures to post, you do that picture knowing that he has a wife and you say a birthday kiss for the birthday boy. It kind of makes it seem as if, I don't know. I just feel like it was just not very tasteful.
Yes.
And Jada didn't even post that, and that's his wife. I don't think you should really be posting
that's
stuff
what
like
I'm
that.
Saying. Like, his wife did not even post a picture of her and her husband, Will Smith, lip locking on a picture. My only thing is that, look, Will Smith has 3 kids, and they're on Instagram. Don't you think that it's going to be a little weird and awkward if you, who's not married to Will Smith, post a picture of of their father, you know, kissing you. Like, that's just too much to me. It's too much. It's weird. What do you think?
I don't know, man. I really kind of feel like, you know, it's there's a difference between, you know, like, I guess, everyday people's lives, right? Yeah. And in the lives of these celebrities. And I kind of feel like oftentimes the things that we would take to be offensive is just like everyday things for them.
So do you think Jada needs to respond? Because everyone's expecting like, for her to respond at
I feel
this
like
point.
Jada should have put out something first.
But what do you mean? But she's not even that type.
No. I definitely, so Jada has like these table talks with her, like her mom and her daughter.
Okay.
We know that she's definitely that type. I believe at one particular point they had like an open marriage.
Yeah, that's what everyone is saying. They are saying that they're kind of like swingers in a way.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's why a lot of people are saying
they're freaks, Mia.
Right. That's why a lot of people are saying I think it's harmless because they know the type of relationship they share.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So when it comes to everyday people, then yeah, I mean, like if it was me and Misa and somebody was like, yeah, I've been kissing your girl. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Wait. I have to pause you on that. We need to get visuals in the studio because Mia is just totally shook right now.
They're swingers?
I think so.
Okay. Still? Or they used to be?
No, I think so. It's been going around and I think it's a true statement.
Yo, how can people do that, yo? I don't like sharing.
Well, some
don't
people
touch my man.
Some
you
people
know what I'm saying?
Do.
Like that's what so, they are. They were. This. I am bamboozled.
That's why I feel like a lot of people are saying that it's harmless. Honestly.
So Mia, with that in mind, what do you think?
Right.
I think it was still wrong because in real life you're still married.
That's true.
You're still married. So either whether you guys don't like respect it or not, you should. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's just my personal opinion on it. So you mean to tell me? Okay. So, Kimo, if you were to have if it's your 50th birthday,
right,
and you know you've done like, you know, you're an actor, which you are, you know, and you have certain posts, a former co-star of yours post a picture of you and her doing a kissing scene, and Misa feels some type of way about it. You're saying that Misa should not feel any type of way about it.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying at all.
But you just said it was harmless.
It was harmless.
It was harmless for them, but not for you.
Yes, right? Mm-hmm. Because
Which one is it?
First of all, I don't know Jada Pinkett Smith, okay? But I do know Misa Markeisha Jones. And my wife is a little crazy. And so I'll be like, Gazelle, listen here.
Gazelle.
Her name is Garcelle.
Oh, Gazelle, listen here.
Got her whole antelope.
Listen, because she's going to have to be running like a gazelle if Misa find out. I have to let Misa know. If everybody know what's going on, can anybody get mad? So I have to let Misa know ahead of time. Hey, babe, just so you know, it's a picture going around. I was kissing this girl back in my 20s. But Misa should already know. If I'm an actor, you know, I'm a world-renowned actor.
She knows you're an actor, but she didn't know that she was caught off guard by the fact that someone else posted that. A birthday kiss from Kimo. Mwah,
it's different
you.
If it was like a kiss on the cheek, a kiss on the hand, blowing a kiss. Like, I think that's different. But this was like a very passionate scene that they were seen in. And like I said before, you're a celebrity. And a lot of times you're caught out in public with your co-stars, you know, as you do like, you know, tours to promote your projects, your movies, your television shows, whatever you have coming out. And there are millions of pictures you could choose from. But you specifically chose that one. Now, in the past, I've known for Vivica Fox to be a little petty.
Yeah.
Now, I don't really know Garcelle like that, but it does kind of come off as a little bit messy to me.
Now, I will say this. I feel like single people and married people have two different perspectives on things, whether things are, like, whether, especially on this convert, on this situation with it being harmless or inappropriate. Because Garcelle, she even went on Twitter and apologized and said, I'm sorry, I was just doing it as a joke. I didn't think people were going to blow it out of proportion. But everyone else is kind of thinking like, well, you should have just kind of known that. And I've always heard that married people should not hang around and associate themselves with single people.
Yeah, I've That's heard true. That too. Because oftentimes, like, you know, your single friends, as a married guy, your single friends might want to go to the booty club. They might want to go to Hooters. They maybe want to, like, pick up girls and stuff. And you know in the back of your mind, I probably shouldn't be doing this. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to hang out late to like 2 or 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And you got somebody at home that's waiting for you to get home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I did hear that. I know, so for me, I think it's a little different because, I don't know. I have single guy friends that I hang out with, but I only hang out with them on occasion. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that, like, if you make sure that your wife is your priority, you shouldn't have any issues.
That's true.
So do you think Will Smith should have said anything at all? Or, like...
Well, at that point, Mia... What was he gonna say? He didn't expect that. Like, when somebody calls you for your birthday, sometimes it's out the blue, somebody you haven't talked to in a long time. You know, it's just a regular, you know, a happy birthday post. That's kind of equivalent to somebody posting an ugly picture of you for your birthday. Yeah. You had no idea. You didn't know how they were going to celebrate your birthday or even wish you well on your birthday. So, of course, I think at this point, he was totally blindsided.
So, I would say, though, right, take the celebrity away because... I don't know. Okay, I'm starting to change my mind.
Is it different? Is it harmless because they're celebrities? If they were regular people, would it then be inappropriate?
If they are regular people, I think it would... I mean, they are regular people.
I mean, because they're... Because they live the... I guess because of his occupation, like you said. Yeah. Is it because of that reason? Because you're in the public eye, you're always around people, everyone already knows you're married, so therefore they should really automatically think that it's harmless?
Yeah, I think that's what the issue is. Because my thing is, like, I'm thinking to myself now, right? If that was Misa... And somebody sent her a picture or posted a picture of her and another guy kissing, I'd be like, bro, like, I'm ready to burn this man's house down. Tell his grandma to get out the way because the house is about to go up in flames.
I personally think that regardless of whether they're famous or not, you should still respect someone's marriage. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You consider the fact that, oh, even though this is a post is about Will, how would Jada feel if I posted this? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not always about you. And posting what you want to say. Like, you know what I'm saying? When was the last time you genuinely talked to Will?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But to be honest, I feel like this is equivalent if we were talking about regular, non-famous people. If this was like an instance in which your ex posted a picture and said happy birthday.
Big hit.
It was a picture. Right. And, you know, it was a picture of you guys kissing when y'all used to be in a relationship, knowing good and well that you're married or you're in a very solid, you know, a relationship now, I don't think that would be fun and games.
So is the world overreacting to all of this? Are we overreacting?
No. You just don't do that to Mary P. I mean, jokes are jokes, but you need to know when to turn it off. There's a time and place for everything.
There is. I feel like either way, whether you think it's appropriate or not, whether it's a joke or whatever, you should still think of the fact that, okay, this is someone else's union, someone else's commitment. Yeah. I'm not sure how they, the wife, or in the guy's case, the husband, would feel about that. And you should respect it.
Be considerate.
Be considerate of someone else's.
What about the kids?
What about the children?
I'm thinking about these kids. Jada, I'm thinking about both of their sons. I'm thinking about all of them. Like, they don't want to see that.
They don't want to see that.
They barely want to see their parents kissing like that.
But listen, guys, let us know what you're thinking. With Will Smith being a married man, are the birthday posts that his former co-stars posted of them kissing him appropriate or totally harmless? Let us know. Are we overreacting? Are we underreacting? Let us know what you're thinking on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. But real quick, we're gonna get back to some more music. Huge shout out to Jordan Armstrong. Just recently dropped the music video for his single Tomorrow. But listen, man, you guys gotta go check out the music video because, you know, you might see, you know, some two, you know, media personalities, you know, that you might know, you know, that you might be listening to their podcast
right now.
You might. You never know. Just check out the music video and see it. If you haven't heard the song, here it is. Tomorrow by Jordan Armstrong. Listen to it. We'll be right back. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's M&M Live Radio.
So you better get right. You better get right.
Jordan.
Yeah. Hollywood in the hills. You're inked up signing all the deals. And life's so crazy like your morning. And I know you probably wake up like Beyonce. Yeah, you wake up feeling good, as you should. Your life's good, grip the cup, Tiger Woods. Yeah, I know, you know that everybody wants to pay souls. Let's go, stay you don't. Get up in the morning, where you going? Got places to go for the moment. Chasing all your goals, yeah, you own it. Yeah, I know, yeah, I know. You say I got all my life
Hey, I ain't heard from you, it's been a cool minute. Been trying to hit you up, you're turning the doses. You don't really want nothing to do with me. You riding with no roof, they calling you roofless. Hold up, wait, but you know what you doing. It's never too late, the relationship ain't ruined. Cause when it come back, you don't wanna get left. No, you're climbing up that ladder, buddy, ordered your steps. And he's calling for ya. Don't let the moment pass ya, no, no. But you say I know. Said I got all my life to live. Yeah, I got all my love to give. But it ain't promised to you, no, no.
By Jordan Armstrong. Make sure you go check out his new music video for that song ASAP. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yes, be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook at Eminem Live Radio.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at MM Live Radio.
Like always, we hope you enjoyed today's show just as much as we did. But remember that you can still give us your opinions on this week's conversation.
That's right. Just go to our social media and tell us, was Will Smith being a married man? Are the birthday posts that his former co-stars posted up them kissing him inappropriate or totally harmless?
Man, we had a good conversation. Make sure you are subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or iHeartRadio. And for more info, go to our website at misaandmia.com/podcast.
Big shout out to our special guest, Kimo Jones, for being our male perspective and weighing in on this week's love and relationship conversation. Kimo, give the world your social media real quick.
Follow me at the Kimo Jones on everything.
And also, you have any final words to give to the people?
Yo, people, practice being self-aware this month, okay? Until we meet again.
Until you meet again. That was from Kimo Jones, our male perspective this week.
I like that. Tune into Eminem Live Radio next week because, like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But, of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O., Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Renair produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow, so if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, cause you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, cause down is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. We love you so much, and thanks for tuning in. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. Woo! You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man, come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo! Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, bump the speakers loud.
Get ready.
It's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem Radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new Eminem Radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem.